And welcome back to our New Year's Eve program. And don't forget, live program for you on New Year's night as well. And then the rest of the week will be our regular coast-to-coast programming shows. We're going to do open lines for you and predictions for 2019 when we come back in a moment on coast-to-coast AM. But I want to open up the vault. And throughout the night, Tom and I will be telling you some of the calls and predictions for 2018 that were made on December 31st, 2017, as we kick off the new year of 2018. So let me start with just a few here. JD in Las Vegas called us and said that a group of U.S. citizens will organize protests in North Korea. I don't think that happened. Bill from West Hartford, Connecticut, and you heard Bill last hour when he called in, says President Trump will do a military action against North Korea, and there will be fighting. North Korea will nuke South Korea, and China will invade Taiwan. Putin will grab the Ukraine. Nothing really happened on any of those. Putin would love to grab the Ukraine, but that hasn't happened either yet. Now, Nick from Garden City, New York. People with superpowers will start to show up and do amazing things. Well, I'm not aware if that's happened yet. Joel from Long Island, New York, says more upheaval with food prices and poor treatment of women along with protests. Well, that may be the case. That one may be spot on. And Jim from Newark, who called in last hour, the spirit of the Antichrist will be revealed. You never know about that. Tom will do about five of them a little bit later on this hour. We've got a whole bunch of them throughout the night. And your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, our prediction show. And we'll also do open lines for the next couple hours as well. So feel free to jump on board. You can even do both. Let's start by going to Nathan in Ohio. Welcome to the program. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure thing. Good to have you with us. You ready for the new year?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a strange new year.
What do you think?
Well, I predict that all high strangeness of all kinds will increase throughout the year. I believe abductions will increase, UFO sightings, ghosts, shadow people. All these things that seem to be kind of interconnected with each other, I believe it will. I think it's going to increase. And if there's time, I'd actually like to share an abduction encounter.
Absolutely. Love to. But let me ask you first, why do you think we're going to have an increase this year of all those different kinds of things?
Well, you know, I really think, first of all, it's based on the fact that I'm an experiencer, and I've been experiencing more things recently than in a while. But also, I've just been paying attention to the news. I've been in a position to pay attention to the news a lot. And things like Oumuamua happening this year, I don't think we'll see Oumuamua again, but I think that was just a harbinger of things to come. Not in a bad way, necessarily.
And more people are tuned into this, too. They're becoming more sensitive, so that could enhance it, too.
Well, that's right. Perception of, I mean, it's like John Hogue was saying, the more people believe in something, the closer to reality it becomes.
That's right. Absolutely. So tell me about your story.
Well, I was sleeping on the, it was the night of the 23rd, this past 23rd.
Okay.
It was a Sunday. And I was sleeping and my eyes shot open. And I realized I was no longer in my room. And I realized I was on the table that I'm usually on. And I could see shadowy things moving around me.
Oh, boy.
But I couldn't make out any particular thing. And they came around closer to the right side of the table, and I kind of snapped out of it long enough to start kicking. And then I woke up in my room, in my living room.
This was not a friendly encounter then, was it?
No. I think it was just, I got a bad vibe from it. I've had both kinds of encounters, I have to say, but Normally it's negative, but I do think there are positive ETs too.
Interesting take. Thanks, Nathan. And by the way, Happy New Year to those of you now on the Pacific Coast, on the Pacific time zones. And you've got them all. We're going to wait for Hawaii, but we'll be getting off the air just when New Year's hits for them. And off we go. Let's go next to Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Happy New Year, Bear.
Hello there, old buddy, old pal, old friend of mine.
Do you read that or do you have that memorized?
No, I've got it memorized. I made it up myself. George, I'm an amateur comedian along with a PhD without a biochemist without a PhD. And I can make up jokes as I go, ad lib.
Really?
Give me
one. That you can say on the air here.
Well, boy, you put me on the spot there. Oh, here's a good one. Talking about doctors, do you know why a dermatologist has got it made?
Do I know why a dermatologist has got it made?
That's right.
I do not know.
Because his patients don't die and they don't get well. Think about it.
I will. After I'm off the air, I'll think about it.
Oh, okay. I don't offend anybody except the dermatologist. But anyway, let me add my comments and a prediction for the year.
All right.
First of all, you've heard me give accolades to you and the entire crew, to start with Tommy right on down and Dan. But and you've also heard me give accolades to our buddy Thomas in La Jolla. And, buddy, you echoed my words to him a little while ago. He is my favorite guest caller, and, I mean, he is always spot on with a comment and a great question. Of course, my buddy Cornelius, he's probably waiting on hold now.
Not yet, but he probably will be.
That's right. But anyway, just keep up the great – and you said it right, George. You've got the greatest callers and the greatest guests. That John Hoag, I'm so glad you got him in Everett, Washington with you. Because he is some kind of great. I think he's an alien. I think he's actually come back from the future and knows what's going to happen.
Well, he might be a time traveler. You never know.
I'm telling you, George, it's a possibility. But anyway, here's my prediction.
All right.
For good or bad, or bad or worse, whatever it is.
Lay it out there for us.
I think that by the 1 year from right now, Donald Trump will not be the president of the United States.
Well, let's hope that it's safe and whatever happens, happens. But your prediction is going to be duly noted.
All right, buddy. And love it, and you guys. And keep it up. Happy New Year to all of you and the whole coast listeners. So long, goodbye, and good luck.
You got it. That's Barry in Rock Hills, South Carolina. Tom is working on the vault for 2018, so he'll have some of those predictions, and we'll go through them and see how many were accurate or not. Let's go next to Don in Kent, Ohio. He's with us. Hi, Don. Welcome back.
Brother George, Happy New Year.
You too, my friend.
I wanted to leave you with a prophecy that was made probably 100, 125 years ago, around the 1890s or so. It's a spinoff of Isaiah 24. That's where the Bible says the world is turned upside down. Now, that's pole shift, you know. But I'm tying this into the Pope and his global warming. John Paul II came up with an apostolic newsletter on July 7, 1998, called Dies Domini, and they want to bring back the closings, Sunday closings of businesses. Poland is now into its 75% of the businesses will be closed down on the Sabbath, or on Sunday, I should say. Italy has now a national Sunday law where the businesses, the theaters and that are closed down. But this prophecy was, like I said, over 100 years ago. It says the people of the United States have been a favored people. But when they restrict religious liberty, that's prayer in school, Ten Commandments taken out of public places, nativity scenes being banned, restrict religious liberty, surrender Protestantism, and give countenance to popery, the measure of the guilt will be full and national apostasy will be registered in the books of heaven. The result of this apostasy will be national ruin. And this has to deal with America establishing a national Sunday law. And that violates the Jews, the Seventh-day Baptists. There's over 500 churches now that have rediscovered the Sabbath truth. Sabbath being, of course, sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. I wanted to comment a little bit about John. John did a terrible thing on the book of Revelation. You know, it predicts in Revelation 16:8 that the fourth angel will pour out his vial on the sun and will scorch men with great, you know, fire.
Right.
We are entering into a solar minimum, George.
Yes, we are.
And the Pacific Ring of Fire, with its 552 volcanoes, is creating havoc. This far exceeds the pollution, the minor pollution caused by man. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, the book of Revelation opens with a blessing that those who listen or read it, they get a blessing directly from God. It also closes with a blessing. The only book in the Bible that does that, the unveiling, is the things that will happen in the future. And when he was talking about 666, if you go to Wikipedia, just type in vicarius fii dei. That's Latin. It means a victor, a representative of the Son of God. That's written on the Pope's mitre. And in the book of Revelation 13:18, it says, this is the number of the beast, it's the number of a man. And the vicarius fii dei, in Roman numerals, you have like V equals 5, X equals 10. All the letters in that title, vicarius fii dei, translate in Latin to 666. But the interesting thing about it, it's the only title in all of Bible that also incorporates the Greek and the Hebrew. They have different numbering systems for the letters, but taken all together, all of those languages equal 666. And this is because when Pilate put on the cross, this is the king of the Jews in Luke 23:38. Miraculously, all of those titles he wrote in Latin, Hebrew, and in Greek, he is the king of the Jews, they miraculously translate into 666. No other title in the history of the Bible will translate into that. So there's a number of things. John was a little bit off the wall.
Does Revelation, Don, scare you?
Not at all, because there's promises associated with it.
At the end.
There's going to be a test in Revelation 3:10.
But it's a rough road.
Oh, it's going to be a rough road, but so was the 10 plagues of Moses when Egypt went under the 10 terrible plagues in that. But in the land of Goshen, the people were free from the plagues. And the Bible tells us we're to flee, or we're to pray that our flight doesn't occur during the winter or on the Sabbath day. And the angels are going to be camped around about us. We're going to be in the munition of the rock somewhere up in the mountains, hidden under the wings of God. And our food and our water will be assured. So as Christians that believe in the Bible, we don't have to worry about it. We're going to endure them just like the Hebrews did in Egypt. But when they followed the protocols, when they put the blood of the lamb on the lintel and on the doorpost, the angel that killed the firstborn passed over their house. So
that's
it's
right.
One of obedience.
What about the people who don't believe? What happens to them?
Terribly.
Oh, boy. That's all they need. Frank, thanks. Don, I appreciate that. Alex in Rochester, New Hampshire's with us. Hello, Alex.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call
sure
again.
Sure thing. Thanks for holding.
Yes. I had a vision I believe to be a genuine vision about 3 years ago, and it relates to my prediction for 2019.
Okay.
I don't drink, I don't drug, I'm clean and sober, and I was clean and sober at the time. I was wide awake, and I was fully awake, sitting up in bed, and I suddenly saw a vision of three Aboriginal men, like Australian Aboriginal men, like standing in front of me.
Okay.
And they said to me a very simple phrase. They said, "Nation states are ending." And then they disappeared.
Huh.
And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? And I didn't take it to mean they're ending overnight, like immediately, right away, but rather like it's a process. They're ending, sort of in the process of ending.
A slow evolution or something.
Yes. I'm wondering what your guest thinks about that.
Well, the guest is not here, but I'll comment on that. It's a prediction, and we'll put that down for that. But, you know, there is some unrest with some of the states that have wanted to secede from the nation, and we shall see what happens. Now, when you talk also about nation states, you could also be talking about other countries, and, you know, that remains to be seen. But we'll put you down in there, and we'll pull it out of the vault in 2019 when we do this all over again, and we'll see who's right, who isn't. At the half, when we come back, Tom will have a series of 2018 predictions that we'll go through, and we'll assess how many of them were spot on and how many were not. Frank in Hollywood, Maryland's with us. Welcome to the show. Hi, Frank.
Howdy, George. Glad to be back with you.
Yes, sir.
I have an exclusive for you. I tried to get on when Linda Moulton Howe, with her last report. I should wait for her next report before I give you this exclusive.
No, why wait?
All right, you can't wait. You want to open your Christmas present before Christmas. Okay. The creature that we refer to as Bigfoot or Sasquatch, he has other names all around the world, I have solved the mystery.
All right. Well, first of all, Christmas is come and gone, so I'm a little late getting my present from you.
Yeah. Well, okay. Be that as it may. about 6,000 years ago, extraterrestrials came to this planet. They brought with them a pet and slave, which we now refer to as the Bigfoot creature. After about 200 or 300 years, the Bigfoot creature rebelled. They didn't like the workload. They didn't like the menu, and they rebelled. The extraterrestrials in charge of them, it was against their code to kill them, so they left them here. A banishment, if you will.
How many did they bring, and what do you think the population is now?
On several ships, they brought about maybe 40 or 50 of them, and they became, they couldn't contain them, so they left them here, and they procreated and moved around the world as early man.
Now, is this a prediction or is this an observation from you?
This is after rigorous research, tireless analysis, and thorough thought, I've come up with this conclusion. It's no more bizarre than some of the others that I've heard.
It's not, no. It's not bizarre at all.
I have a prediction for you.
All right.
You're aware of these October surprises that the media presents every year. Well, the October surprise this year is Melania Trump, wife of President Donald John Trump, will engage in divorce proceedings. She will walk out the door of the White House on October 1st in the year of our Lord, 2019.
All right, we're going to put you down.
Tired of this silliness, him paying off women. And she will go back to Slovenia, write a book that will be an all-time bestseller.
That's the prediction. We'll put it down. That's a pretty dramatic prediction, too, Frank. Thanks. But your discussion about Bigfoot, look, a lot of people have talked about the possibility that Bigfoot could be an extraterrestrial. That's very possible. And your thoughts that it was dropped down on us from ETs? Could be. Could be. More open lines and more predictions next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to our predictions for 2019 and open lines as well. We'll be going to the calls in a moment, but Tom has gone into the vault, and he came back with five predictions from you for 2018. We're going to go through them now. Tom, what do we have out there?
Well, let's try one from Annie in Alabama.
Annie!
Annie said that a huge scandal surrounding statin drugs would be causing false Alzheimer's diagnosis.
I don't know if that has happened yet. Well, there is a scandal with statin drugs. A lot of people think that they're no good for you.
Well, there's been several studies. The one that I was looking at in particular, they were talking about how, you know, it's easy for people when they forget things, because everybody forgets things. You've forgotten things, right? Everybody has. But when you forget things...
Who are you, by the way?
Yeah, exactly. It's easy just to blame it on the drugs you're taking. And it further went on to say in this study that statins consistently are associated with improved long-term memory. So it's interesting, yeah.
Okay. Well, would we give that a bonk or not? What do you think?
I don't know. I think the jury's out on this one.
Okay, I do too.
Yeah.
What else you have?
Well, our friend Cornelius in Alexandria.
Corny.
Corny said the Vikings were going to win the Super Bowl. Well, Cornelius, I'm sorry.
Philadelphia Eagles won.
On the 4th, February 2018, the Eagles did win. They beat the New England Patriots by a score of 41-33.
Good guess, sorry, though, Cornelius. Corny. Sorry. Next.
Howard in Washington State. He said that 2018 would be the year that Congress will pass a bill that shields the internet from an EMP.
Interesting. Now, we can interpret this a couple ways. Congress is looking at the possibility of passing something that could protect our grid, as we've been talking about for years now with William Forstchen and Peter Pry. So I think that's what Howard is basically saying. But it hasn't been passed yet, so we have to give that a bonk.
Yeah, because his words are, will pass.
But an interesting prediction, to be sure. And I'll tell you one thing about this, too, Tom, is because we are starting to finally see some national publicity about EMPs and solar flares, and hopefully we will get this grid. You know, I would wish the president would say, forget about the wall, folks. Forget about the money I want for the wall. We're going to insulate and protect the power grid, which is our nation's biggest thing that we need to do. Everybody in Congress would approve it. I don't know one congressperson or senator who would say no to that.
Do you think somewhere they have a plan they're not telling us? Because these are smart people, NASA, everybody, the government. I mean, well, some smart people, I would say. They've got to have some sort of plan.
Yeah, they have a plan for themselves.
Well...
You know, they've got, I'm convinced they've got cities and bunkers built. They know where they're going in the event something happens. We, on the other hand, will be out here.
Well, we need to make them do that.
You know what? So what else you have? A couple more, don't you?
One more I have right now, and this is from Justin in Michigan. Justin said we will see more ice melting in the Arctic, which is releasing more antibiotic-resistant superbugs and killing more species of polar bears.
He may be right. Polar bears are dying.
They are. They're vulnerable right now.
The ice is melting, whether natural or otherwise, but something weird is happening.
Well, what they're saying is that the biggest reason that polar bears are going away is because people are burning fossil fuels, which contribute to climate change. So
it's all part of the same.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You have one more, don't you? I see.
I do, as a matter of fact.
Yes, you do. You have Eric in Indiana.
Eric in Indiana. Some of the biblical artifacts that have been hidden will be brought out to calm the Middle East.
Hasn't happened yet, but no. I sure hope it does.
I've got a list of a few things that happened, but I don't see how it correlates to the Middle East, so I was going to refer that to you.
You know, if we ever find the Ark of the Covenant in the Middle East, that would be dramatic.
Amazing.
Okay, a little bit later on, I'll have some more, and Tom's got some more as well from the vault of 2018. Let's go back to your calls now. Let's pick it up by going to Michael in Connecticut to get things started here. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you, George?
Good, Mike. God bless you. You too, my friend. And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, buddy. I'd just like to make a prediction that because of war, famine, and natural disaster, that things would because of that thing, mankind will have a hard time, and because of that, be a time of new enlightenment, of that people will once again try to help one another.
God, I hope so.
Good to one another.
Is that a prediction or is that a hope?
That's a hope and a prediction also, I guess.
You know, eventually, Michael, we're going to have to band together and do exactly what you said, or we're not going to make it.
Well, I'm having a very hard time myself, George. You know, I just had heart surgery and stuff, and I'm, you know, I'm 50-something years old, and I'm just, you know, I'm struggling myself.
What kind of surgery did you have?
I had
Bypass?
Bypass, yeah. All five of them.
All five? Wow. Now, yes. Did you have a heart attack?
Yes, sir.
You did have the heart attack.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you one thing. Thank God you're still alive.
Yes, sir.
Did you pass out? Were you conked out when you hit the heart attack?
No, that's where I got lucky. Exactly, sir. I believe it's the angel actually that helped me. But I just felt sweaty and sick. Exactly. I didn't even know. You know, you don't feel like it's a heart attack, but somehow I knew it was that, and I was able to go to the hospital, and I was saved.
And you didn't have any pain or anything like that at the time, did you?
Oh, sure, exactly. You know, you'd see it, or you'd grab your chest. I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that for me, no, sir.
So in you go. Did you have any symptoms before that? Like months ahead?
I may have had other symptoms like that. I really don't know. But that day, I felt like I was blessed by God, sir.
Where'd they get the arteries, from the leg or the arm?
They got them from both legs and from my left arm, sir.
All right. Well, keep pumping, and you feel good now?
I feel better, yes, but I just, I'm struggling financially, sir.
Yeah. Well, were you working before that, Michael?
I also have other problems too, sir.
Oh, well, let's say a little prayer for you. And what's your ideal job if you were able to get back to work?
I don't know. I was great at helping people who had drugs and alcohol problems. I did it for 30 years helping people.
Good for you. You're bound to get rewarded for that.
Oh, I'm not looking for anything, sir. I'm just, that's it. And God bless you. I think you do a great show, sir.
Thank you, Michael. You keep in touch with us, okay?
God bless you, sir.
All right, absolutely. Yeah, those five arteries. You have seven arteries, by the way, connected to your heart. So he had five of them replaced. God love him. Good for him. Here's Annie in Alabama who had a prediction. Hi, Annie.
I don't know when it's going to happen or if it will ever happen. I can explain those cities that have been built in China with no occupants.
There's nobody there, but they're great towers. They're big cities, buildings, everything.
I know what those are for.
What?
That's their version of a giant FEMA camp in case of a disaster.
For their own people, I take it.
Yes, they're going to move people by the millions if something happens. They evidently know something is wrong.
Well, it's a pretty good FEMA camp. I mean, there's skyscrapers and apartments and things like that.
Gee, those people are so overpopulated. And, you know, people need to voluntarily stop breeding so much.
Well, you know what, though, Annie? Because they've had that population control for so many years, which they've now relaxed, they've got a negative population growth. They're going the other way.
Good.
But that's your prediction, huh? FEMA camps or what?
It's like a giant FEMA camp. It's there in case something bad happens. Like, you know.
I'll turn it into a prediction, though, so we can put it down. Annie from Alabama says what?
Can't tell you when it'll happen, but it's there for a disaster.
All right. In China.
Yes.
Now, you made a prediction last year. We just read it about statin drugs causing false Alzheimer's diagnosis. I don't know if that happened, did it?
It's been happening for years. I know people that have actually come out of it after they've discontinued the statins. And there's on the FDA website, there's a warning about that. If you would Google it, you could find it.
All right. We'll do it. Thanks, Annie. We've got you noted for 2019. Our first-time caller is David in Virginia. Hi, David.
Oh, hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
For a long time, but first time to call in.
Glad you got through.
I am too. I wanted to give you my prediction for 2019.
We're ready to go.
I predict, with the elections coming, that our president is going to reveal our spaceships, the Black Triangles. I really think something great is coming.
He's going to say that they're ours?
Yeah, they're like, he'll show us our spaceships. You know, presidents in the past have shown us the latest aircraft, like when the Stealth came out. I think that was Bush Sr.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the super secret thing, and now we're going to show it to you. And I think Trump, you know.
Interesting prediction.
Yeah, he.
Disclosure, basically.
Right. Well. Well, not disclosure.
Not the kind of disclosure we want.
No, not alien or nothing.
Right.
But that we have, you know, spaceships and that we're great in that way. And I know Donald Trump is not making a lot of friends with our generals and stuff.
No, he's not. You know. Huh?
But I think with the elections coming, that that'll be his thing, that this is America and we have this, and the world will be in awe.
How was 2018 for you, David, personally?
Oh, it was a little bit rough.
Was it?
It was. It was a little bit rough, but, you know.
You glad to see it gone?
Of course I am. You know, you got to move on.
Yes, sir. That's it. You realize, what did Rocky say? Pick yourself up and keep going. You got to do that. Frank is with us in Grand Junction, Colorado now. Hi, Frank. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. So, a prediction or just an open line call?
No, it's a prediction. I talked to the screen caller about 2 years ago. Something happened to me. I was early in the morning, and I heard a lot of barking from my dog, and went out there, and he was hiding in the garage, and then I looked toward the east. And saw the moon, but there was something next to the moon, a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
It was very bright. And then I thought it was another moon, but smaller. But then it got closer. And what happened was, I don't remember much after that. And I just remember the sun was starting to come up, because that was around 4:30 in the morning when that initially happened. And then the sun was coming up, and I was on the ground. My dog was still in the garage. But anyways, I didn't know what happened. I lost a couple hours or something like that.
You think they picked you up?
I believe so, because I had a very strange dream that night right after that happened.
I was just going to ask you if you had a dream like that.
Yes, it was. I had a very vivid dream, and it wasn't like I remembered. That's when I sort of remembered in the dream what happened. And, they told me that in 2 years' time, actually, this is 2018, so it was actually 2.5 years' time, around January of 2019, the mid-January, there was going to be a major earthquake, and that would be the first sign. And this coming spring, 2019, there will be great signs in the heaven, as your book of prophecy mentions, that there would be great fear in the land, and there would be sights in the heavens, and there would be great fear, and that then they will be revealed. And I looked it all up on the internet about if anyone else had seen this or anything, and then I stumbled onto the Nibiru, or the Planet X. So I kind of latched onto that, and I think it has something to do with that.
Interesting take. Grant, Frank, thanks for those predictions and that story of the possibility that you were abducted. My gosh. Prediction shows, of course. And by the way, are your cell phones going off like crazy from your friends as soon as the clock hit at midnight for you, wherever you were and whatever your time zone? They don't stop. My daughters are out with their friends, and that phone just keeps on clicking. But let's hope that 2019 is a good year for everybody. By the way, tomorrow night when we start our 2019 show with psychics and astrologers, we start our 17th year, doing Coast to Coast with my team. And I just can't believe it. 17 years now, keeping this show rolling along. And we're going to just keep going, God willing, as long as we can. But I just... You think of, where did the time go? 17 years ago. Wow. Something else. 2019. 2020 is going to be a weird thing to put down on your checkbook or whatever you do. 2020. Sounds like we're really going into the future, doesn't it? It really does. Well, when we come back in just a moment at the top of the hour and continue with our open line calls and predictions, I've got a whole bunch of predictions still from the vault of 2018, as does Tom. So we'll be going through that next hour. And then, of course, we'll be taking your calls. So those of you on hold from all over the planet, just hang there. We will get to you. And also, don't forget, we've got a lot of things going on. The free Coast Zone newsletter, you can get that and sign up for that at coasttocoastam.com. Our YouTube channel is available for you. There's a YouTube icon at the top of coasttocoastam.com. Or if you're already on YouTube, just put in Coast to Coast AM Official. Just put that up there and sign up for that. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We're all over the social map, so just take advantage of that. And you need to email me. It's george@coasttocoastam.com. We will be back with more of your calls on Coast to Coast AM.